from Sky Racing. Ali Mosley, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. As we build towards day one of the championships, let's review Saturday, though. And firstly, well, Loz's multi got up, so he's got the chest out this morning, but Roots was in his multi, and we only needed to run, what, top three, I think. Loz ends up winning the Emancipation. Where to now for this mare Roots, do you think, Ali?
Well, she's quite versatile, and you know, we saw her come out early days, and she's pretty dynamic over that mile trip. So I was actually just having a look to see what she's nommed for. She's nommed for Queen of the Turf Stakes. So I'd imagine that's the way she would head. It'll be a good amount of time between. So I think that would be the direction they would take her in. Particularly how well she looked. I saw her at the back of the barriers, and I thought, wow, she looks the best I've seen her. She just was absolutely peaking for that run, and very, very nice win. But I was just pleased that a tissue ran second, and that was enormous. I thought she was, you know, aside from Roots, definitely the run of the race. I mean, you know, you didn't have to be a ratings expert or a sectionals expert to look at how good that run was. She came from a mile off them, missed the kick, and she finished second. And I think she ran four of the best sectionals of the race. So an enormous run from a tissue. So hopefully a few were on her a place, and of course Roots as well.
How exciting and how good is she going to be, this three-year-old filly from New Zealand, Prowess?
She will be very good, and I think that we will... Well, obviously, we won't see her now again for this prep. They're sending her straight back. I think she was on a flight Sunday morning, actually. They weren't wasting their time with her, and I think when you've got a horse that good, Roger James said, you know, you don't get them come around this often, so he's going to wrap her in cotton wool and take her home, and we'll see her back out here for the big spring features. But she is just that good. I thought that she would flatten off how many runs she's had this prep and having to travel, and I thought Pavitra would have her number, but she is a very, very good filly, and Poissier is doing so well at the moment, her sire as well. So it's great to have a good filly that we can all follow and get excited for the spring, because at the end of the day, that's what, you know, I think people want to see, and what gets people to the races, seeing these good horses and being able to follow them.
What did you take out of the Tancred, won by Arapaho?
What I took out of the Tancred is that Cleveland is going to be very, very hard to beat in the Sydney Cup. That was a huge run from him. A similar story, got really far back and was just winding up. So, I'm not sure what he's paying futures or early markets for the Sydney Cup, but I don't think they'll be able to beat him in that. I really don't. And particularly, I know it's raining. I'm in Randwick and it's raining here at the moment. So if we get a bit of rain in the next couple of weeks, as we often do at this time of year, I can't see him getting beaten by anything.
$4.50 favourite.
Okay. Cleveland. Well, there you go. Still getting $4.50 about it. I'd be backing him now.
What'd you make of Bandersnatch winning the Doncaster Prelude?
Well, I didn't think he'd run as well as he did. Certainly not. But it was... great run, and I think Michael Hawke said after it, you know, everyone gives Brenton a bit of stick sometimes for the way that he handles it, but it was a fantastic ride from Brenton, and I think a well-deserved win from Bandersnatch. He's always been near about, you know, he runs in those big races, and he ran, I think, in the Big Dance last prep, and then the Hunter, so he's always thereabouts, running a Group 3, Group 2 company, and never quite gets there, but it was just his day. I don't know how I'd feel about sticking with him for the Doncaster, but I thought it was a great run all the same.
What are we following? What are we sacking out of the weekend?
Okay, so I am following... well, obviously, we have to follow a tissue. She was just enormous. You can't not follow her off that. I'm also going to follow Lord Ardmore, though. I don't think he could have run a much better race first up. He got well off the pace from a wide gate and then just worked home strongly on the outer and was the only horse of the day to break 33 seconds for the last 600. So we've got to follow Lord Ardmore, a tissue, and then Brutality, who just does what Brutality always does, storming home from the back. But I think it's the right setup going forward for him. I think he was the only horse on the day to break 11 seconds for his last 200. So we'll follow Brutality as well.
TJ Smith this week, Ali. Nature Strip going for four in a row. I mean, we saw one of his, as Darren Flindell called it, one of the great moments at Randwick when Shatarkwa did it. Imagine if Nature Strip was able to pull it off this week.
Well, I'd love him to. And like I said, I think, you know, for racing, and we talk about trying to get particularly young people back in racing and coming out to see horses, these are the horses they come to see when they get those cult followings, and they want to come and see Nate the Strip in the stalls and say hello and see him win, you know. So we want to see these good horses win, don't we? So I would love to see him back in good order. And I was chatting to Stu, his strapper at the barriers on Saturday, because Stu's a barrier attendant too, and he just said he just loves Sydney. He just doesn't, Melbourne doesn't agree with him that much, and he just thrives when he's here. And since he's come back from his trip down south, he has just taken everything in his stride. James said he felt better than ever in his track gallop earlier in the week. So, you know, I'd love to see him win, but I think Giga Kick's going to be really hard to beat.
It's going to be a great week. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to getting your mail on Friday as well, Ali.
Thanks, guys. Can't wait.